Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and today is March 19, 2020. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments in fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about D-Money partners with Ripple for cross-border money transfer. PwnPay to become full-fledged financial services company. TikTok Pay available for users in the UAE. China's electronic payments up to $62 billion in Q4 2019. Avio unveils e-commerce functionality to support hoteliers. Locally to support small shops during coronavirus crisis. Bank of Canada urges retailers to stop banning cash transactions. Fiserv acquires Bypass Mobile. I2C, Archa announce corporate credit program for SMBs. Domino's offers contactless delivery, paid leave. Wirecard expands e-commerce offer for merchants with WeChat Pay. FDIC approves Square for banking license. Banks, fintechs wield open banking for SMB finance. Innovating cross-border B2B payments, it takes an ecosystem. The waterfall effects of integrated SMB accounting. Now let's get started. D-Money partners with Ripple for cross-border money transfer. D-Money, a Thailand-based fintech company, has announced that its platform is now processing live transactions, in partnership with Ripple. D-Money is currently using RippleNet, Ripple's financial payments network, to process inbound payments into Thailand, namely between the remittance corridors from South Korea, Indonesia, Singapore, Israel as well as the Middle East and Gulf regions. For the second phase of implementation, D-Money will leverage RippleNet to facilitate outbound transfers from Thailand and determine a partner in destination countries for payouts. PwnPay to become full-fledged financial services company. India-based PwnPay, a digital payments platform, has announced that it is planning to become a full-fledged financial services company. PwnPay has been diversifying its line of products and services, which initially included only a mobile wallet and a few other services, by introducing savings and insurance products through its app. Moreover, the company has also launched a travel insurance product, which is being offered as part of the company's response to the COVID-19. The company's management said that the latest capital injection would help it compete for market share with Amazon Pay, Google Pay and Paytm. TikTok Pay available for users in the UAE. TikTok, an instant messaging app, has launched TikTok Pay, a mobile payment service available in the UAE. This feature enables users in the UAE to send money to their contacts from their TikTok chat, as well as to make payments through a QR code contactless system. TikTok Pay uses global tokenization technology to encrypt and store users' financial information, while an AI-based fraud management system has been developed to detect unauthorized activity. To activate TikTok Pay, Android smartphone users should update to the latest version of TikTok. China's electronic payments up to $62 billion in Q4 2019. Digital and mobile payments have grown significantly in the last quarter of 2019 in China. From October to December 2019, the country's banks processed 62.1 billion electronic payments, representing a total of US$93.45 trillion, according to statistics released by the country's central bank. The transaction value was up 6.3% from the same period of 2018. Of those payments, 30.7 billion were mobile transactions, representing an increase of 73.6%. Overall, 95.9 billion non-cash transactions were processed by the country's banks during the period. Meanwhile, non-bank entities processed 202.5 billion online transactions in the quarter. The number of people using mobile payments in China is expected to reach 790 million in 2020, with facial recognition payments on track to be adopted more widely across the country, according to Caixin. Avio unveils e-commerce functionality to support hoteliers. Global tech and hospitality solutions provider Avio has unveiled new e-commerce functionality aimed at supporting hoteliers in recouping potential losses from booking cancellations as a result of the COVID-19 outbreak. The feature aims to ease the burden of unprecedented levels of cancellations by incentivizing guests who want to cancel a booking to purchase a voucher, at a discounted rate, for a returning visit in the future. The guest retention voucher has been specially developed to support hotels to tailor exclusive incentives to canceling guests in order to incentivize e-commerce during the global downturn in travel. In a bid to support the sector as a whole, Avio will also be making this function available for hoteliers that don't currently use its services. The voucher functionality can be set up quickly, using either a PayPal account or an Avio's booking engine. Locally to support small shops during coronavirus crisis. Locally, which supports online sales for stores without dedicated e-commerce platforms on their websites, has implemented new practices meant to benefit small shops and keep cash flowing. The platform will now offer a streamlined onboarding process and will facilitate same-day and next-day deliveries for a flat fee of $10 per month, a 66% reduction of the normal monthly cost. The company will also facilitate curbside pickups to comply with the CDC's guidelines on social distancing. In addition to these new efforts, Locally is working on a DIY delivery option to help retailers keep employees on the payroll as the crisis develops. When a customer purchases a product through Locally, the new DIY option allows a delivery fee to be channeled directly to the retailer, who can use the money to pay employees for delivering goods using personal or company vehicles. Bank of Canada urges retailers to stop banning cash transactions. The Bank of Canada has urged retailers to stop banning cash transactions for fear of spreading the coronavirus, saying the practice could hurt people who relied on physical money. Several Canadian outlets, citing health concerns, are declining to take cash. For instance, coffee store chain Second Cup said that its outlets would only accept debit, credit, gift cards and mobile payments. Refusing cash could put an undue burden on people who depend on cash as a means of payment. The bank strongly advocates that retailers continue to accept cash, the central bank said in a statement. The risks posed from handling Canadian banknotes are no greater than those posed by touching other common surfaces such as doorknobs, kitchen counters and handrails, it said. Fiserv acquires Bypass Mobile. Fiserv has announced the acquisition of Bypass Mobile, Bypass, an independent software vendor, ISV, and innovator in enterprise POS systems. The acquisition aims to power the next generation of omni-commerce capabilities from Fiserv, enabling enterprise businesses to deliver a seamless customer experience that spans physical and digital channels. Bypass provides robust back-office management tools and rich insights engines for sports and entertainment venues, food service management providers, and national restaurant chains. The acquisition builds on an existing strategic relationship through which Bypass software is integrated into Fiserv Tech. Also, Bypass integration with the Universal Commerce platform from Fiserv will enable the creation of new, secure purchasing experiences across connected devices. Businesses will now be able to work with a single provider and benefit from operational efficiency, facilitated security, and a more complete picture of customer interactions. However, terms of the transaction were not disclosed. I2C, Archa announce corporate credit program for SMBs. I2C and Australia-based neo-corporate card provider Archa have announced a corporate credit program designed specifically for small and medium-sized businesses (SMBs). The new corporate card program requires no personal guarantee and is designed to help companies with between 2 and 200 employees manage all facets of their business spend with a business credit card and suite of tools available through a sophisticated app. The Archa corporate card is powered by I2C tech, and it uses multiple data sources and AI, ML to facilitate risk assessment and enable instant lines of corporate credit and cards for employee expense accounts. Moreover, since the credit program integrates with a company's existing business software and practices, it provides a holistic view of money management across the company and greater control over the organization's total business spend. With the I2C platform, Archa enables businesses to set spending rules, limits, and notifications by merchant and individual account, and analyze and report in real time to optimize program management and cash flow. Archa allows customers to securely set up and manage features of their accounts, check available balances, make purchases domestically and internationally in multiple currencies, as well as receive notifications in real time through a user mobile app. They can also upload expense receipts instantly and virtually using iOS and Android digital wallets. Domino's offers contactless delivery, paid leave. U.S.-based franchise Domino's has announced it offers contactless delivery for customers who prefer it, drivers leaving the food orders at the front door. The delivery can be left at any collection point decided among parties, as long as customers should leave those instructions in its online ordering delivery instruction box to ensure the orders are left with the correct person or at the agreed pickup location, according to information sent to customers this week. Domino's said its experience among stores internationally with contactless delivery has helped it institute the service more flawlessly in the U.S. and elsewhere. The pizza brand also said it has increased training in its stores around best practices in hygiene, along with increasing the frequency of disinfection for all food contact surfaces, delivery bags, and any areas regularly touched by employees or customers. The brand said in a statement to its customers that it is following the precautions laid out by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the World Health Organization, and other health authorities. Domino's also has expanded paid leave for full and part-time hourly employees of company-owned stores and supply chain centers during the current outbreak, and it encouraged all workers who feel ill or have had contact with the virus to quarantine as they will receive pay for their time off. Wirecard expands e-commerce offer for merchants with WeChat Pay. The global innovation company for digital financial technology Wirecard has revealed it is further expanding its e-commerce offer for Chinese online shoppers. As such, European merchants can integrate the popular payment method WeChat Pay into their online shop in just a few minutes. Chinese customers can now shop online or in the app of these merchants and check out via WeChat Pay. This solution is meant for European merchants who seek to enter the Chinese e-commerce marketplace. The end-to-end offering also includes logistics and customs support, thanks to Swiss Post, as well as consulting and training, so that merchants can get up and running as quickly and effectively as possible. Online merchants that capitalize on this offering will see WeChat Pay integrated into their in-app checkout page. Once a user chooses to pay via WeChat Pay, they are redirected to the app or mobile website, where they can carry out the payment. Shoppers can enjoy a smooth payment flow, and merchants benefit from a facilitated integration into their existing e-commerce infrastructure. The new offering can drive up conversion rates and customer satisfaction for customers in China, where digital payments are commonplace. Wirecard will process all payments and support merchants with the integration, contributing extensive know-how and experience in navigating Chinese payment methods. The company is also offering virtual workshops and marketing support. FDIC approves Square for banking license. The Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation (FDIC) gave the green light to an application from the fintech firm Square to create a de novo industrial bank in Utah, the agency said on Wednesday, March 18. Square Financial Services will originate commercial loans to the retailers that use Square for payments. The headquarters will be in Salt Lake City, Utah. The Utah Department of Financial Institutions still has to issue approvals to the San Francisco-based fintech. Square, Inc. was formed in 2009 as a payment services provider to enable businesses to accept card payments. The platform has been expanded to include point-of-sale payments, financing and other services. FDIC staff found that Square satisfied each of the statutory factors required for approval, subject to certain conditions. One of the conditions would require the proposed bank to maintain levels of capital that are significantly higher than typical FDIC-insured banks, FDIC Chairman Yelena McWilliams said a statement. The new bank anticipates opening next year. It will be a Square subsidiary and will work independently. The bank will extend small business loans and deposit accounts, Square said in a statement. We appreciate the FDIC's thoughtful approach to our application and their recognition that Square Capital is uniquely positioned to build a bridge between the financial system and the underserved, said Jacqueline Reeses, Square Capital lead and executive chairwoman of the board of directors for Square Financial Services. We're now focused on the work ahead to build out Square Financial Services and open our bank to small business customers. Square launched its campaign to open a bank more than 2 years ago. Some bank lobbyists and community groups were not in favor of the move because it was going after an industrial loan company, ILC, bank charter. The bank will be headed by Square Financial Services Chief Executive Officer Louis Goodwin and Chief Financial Officer Brandon Soto. They both have many years of banking expertise, Square said, including running multiple ILCs. The FDIC is considering setting new stricter oversight regulations for fintechs as a way to boost transparency and establish record-keeping rules. Banks, fintechs wield open banking for SMB finance. As financial service providers deploy new solutions on the heels of open banking regulatory initiatives in the UK and Europe, players in other geographies have also found opportunity to embrace data sharing. This week's look at the latest open banking efforts and bank fintech collaborations reveals small business lending to be an emerging bright spot in this field. Alternative lenders, major banks, and newer fintechs have added new ways for data sharing to expand access to capital for small and medium-sized businesses, SMBs, with industry collaboration at the center of many of these efforts. Iwaka drives SMB lending ecosystem connectivity with a solution it dubs Open Lending. Small business lending platform Iwaka is encouraging players in the small business lending ecosystem, including banks and fintechs, to collaborate to facilitate lending to SMBs. The company announced this week that 14 partners have signed on to Open Lending, which offers an API to connect banks, fintechs, brokers, accountants and bookkeeping platforms on a single portal to customize their loan offerings. In a statement, Iwaka CEO and co-founder Christoph Riesch said the solution has the potential through collaboration with the banks and fintech partners to fix some of the biggest problems SMEs face in the coming months. The company noted that Xero will be the newest partner on Open Lending as it explores adding a custom finance solution to its own portal next year. Standard Chartered enters banking as a service in another initiative designed to expand access to loans. Standard Chartered recently revealed its banking as a service solution, dubbed Nexus. The tool also connects third-party platforms, including e-commerce, ride-hailing and social media portals, with the ability to offer their own customers access to Standard Chartered loans, credit cards and savings accounts under their own brand names. According to a press release, Standard Chartered is launching its BaaS offering first with a major e-commerce platform in Indonesia, with plans to expand across Asia, Africa and the Middle East, a reflection of the region's potential to welcome open banking-like business models to expand access to capital and financial services. Open banking eases financing search via Swoop. In a recent interview with Forbes, Andrea Reynolds, co-founder and CEO of Swoop, explored how the company is wielding open banking to ease the financing search for businesses in the UK. Open banking enables the tool to aggregate data from small business applicants' bank accounts to connect users to the most appropriate funding source. This is especially effective for debt funding, Reynolds told the publication, with each lender using its own risk criteria to approve or reject applications. Automated data collection means having the greatest chance of success. Open banking, although relatively new, is demonstrating its ability to help businesses and consumers manage their finances and access capital more effectively, the publication wrote. Santander turns to M&A for trade finance, though collaborating with fintechs is a popular way for banks to augment their product offering. Banco Santander has opted for the M&A route to expand its trade finance operations. The bank announced the acquisition of a 50.1% majority stake in Mercury TFS, a trade finance software company. Santander had already been using the fintech solution for its business customers across Spain, Mexico, Chile, and Germany, according to reports, while Santander's global trade services unit will also roll out the offering in the UK and Portugal. The investment accelerates our plans to build a service platform for SMEs and international companies to better serve our customers worldwide, said Santander head of global payment services Javier Sanflix in a statement. U.S. bank taps Fiserv for data transfers. In the United States, U.S. bank is the latest financial institution to embrace opportunities in data sharing, and has tapped fintech Fiserv to facilitate that process. In an announcement, U.S. Bank and Fiserv are working together to allow U.S. Bank customers to more efficiently connect their financial information with third-party apps via Secure Application Programming Interface, API. The tie-up wields Fiserv's all-data aggregation solution, which is able to collect information across more than 18,000 sources. In a statement, U.S. Bank Executive Vice President of Digital Platforms Gareth Gaston said the partnership aims to give our customers experiences with their money that are fast, easy, and make their financial lives simpler. Innovating cross-border B2B payments, it takes an ecosystem. Tackling B2B payments friction is a journey, but when corporates take their transactions global, finding a remedy for cross-border B2B payments is a much more complicated process. The current climate of innovators appears to be up for the challenge, however. Fintechs and banks continue to develop new solutions to address many of the biggest pain points of global business payments, from speed to foreign exchange. Even so, noted Jim McCarthy, president of I2C, no single player has quite cracked the code of cross-border B2B payments just yet, a testament to the complexity of this market. It's an area that's ripe for disruption, he told Karen Webster in a recent discussion. There's just so much inefficiency. Tackling B2B payments on a global scale calls for collaboration, McCarthy explained. Whether innovators develop new payment rails or create solutions that wield existing ones, they must take an ecosystem approach to easing friction. Accelerating ecosystem innovation. One of the biggest challenges fintechs face in disrupting this area is in achieving the necessary scale. According to McCarthy, this is one of the biggest areas of technological innovation in today's cross-border B2B payments space, as players look to develop the groundwork of improved global payments infrastructure by taking an ecosystem approach to disruption. Yet in today's fast-paced world, which is continually moving toward real-time payments, innovators are struggling to develop this ecosystem quickly enough. A lot of fintechs are coming into the space at scale, building the pipes, building the connections, applying technology to lower costs for end users, McCarthy said. But building an ecosystem takes time, even with the tools they bring to it. So how do you accelerate that? Partnerships and industry collaboration are key, he added. As one of the latest industry players to embrace collaboration, I2C recently expanded into the cross-border B2B payments market through its own partnership with Airwallex. In that initiative, I2C processes multi-currency payments on the fintech's new B2B Airwallex borderless card, which uses the Visa rails to bring the solution to scale. Leveraging the Visa acceptance network will create more stickiness, McCarthy noted. He added that each partner brings something unique to the solution, allowing a single tool to tackle multiple challenges of cross-border payments. McCarthy pointed to i2 centiseconds technology, which will enable business users to set spend controls, access competitive FX rates and make seamless payments via physical and virtual cards, combined with distribution developed by Airwallex along with the scale, security and efficiency of the Visa card rails. The product rollout is set to begin at the end of the first quarter and extend into the second quarter of this year. More hurdles ahead. Even with the scale and technological prowess resulting from collaboration, McCarthy said there are many more pain points of cross-border B2B payments for which solutions are needed. While the global card solution can find a comfortable use case in corporate travel, using a supplier payment method in accounts payable (AP) remains a challenge for cards. It's why continued innovation and cooperation between industry participants remains an important strategy. There are certain markets and payment scenarios that present more difficult hurdles than others. In some cases, existing payment rails may fall short at solving for these cases, particularly with cross-border transactions. That's where initiatives to develop entirely new rails from players like Ripple and other networks come into play. There is an aspect of commercial payments that is just not going to run on the one network's rails, said McCarthy. That's the hard work going on around the world, whether it be RippleNet or Visa B2B Connect. The work is to create new networks. While the Airwallex borderless card will first launch in Australia and will later move to the UK and Hong Kong, McCarthy highlighted Latin America as another greenfield opportunity for cross-border B2B payments disruptors, including banks and fintechs. The middle market, too, is a unique opportunity for banks to capture through fintech partnerships, with financial service providers having historically geared their solutions towards small businesses or larger corporate enterprises. No one's really cracked the code of the middle market and their global payment needs, said McCarthy. But the more challenges that exist, the more opportunities exist for financial service providers and technology innovators to solve them. As businesses explore their partnership opportunities, they must identify geographic markets, specific points of friction and the collaborators that can bring the payment networks and value-added services required, at scale, to make meaningful progress in cross-border B2B payments. Whatever the rail is, you've got to solve for the inefficiency of banking on large global supply chains, McCarthy said. It's just so inefficient. Someone out there is going to figure it out, I don't know who, but it's an area that's got to change. The waterfall effects of integrated SMB accounting. Automation in small business accounting can certainly be beneficial, but when a cloud-based accounting platform remains within the confines of its own interface, there can be unexpected friction that prevents business owners from gaining real-time financial insights. That's because the more software solutions a business implements, the more platforms there are for accountants, payroll professionals, financial executives and others in the enterprise to toggle between, opening up the opportunity for manual data entry, recording errors and wasted time. Indeed, while accounting digitization can solve many challenges, it can create new ones that impede the ROI of these technologies. Kapil Rana, president of small business cloud accounting platform HostBooks, told PYMNTS that there are several ways in which accounting software can augment its capabilities to better serve the needs of SMBs. But as functionality expands, what is perhaps more important is that accounting solutions can coexist with other back-office platforms. Data integration, he said, can have a waterfall effect with wide-ranging efficiencies. Elevating functionality. Migrating the accounting function to the cloud can offer a slew of benefits for small businesses, thanks to the flexibility of software to operate across platforms. It's what enabled HostBooks to recently announce the launch of its mobile app, a key feature for SMBs that must gain access to financial data regardless of location, said Rana. He noted that more small businesses will continue to embrace the cloud migration of accounting. By moving to the cloud, you don't have to deal with downloading, installing, updating and maintaining the software and servers used, Rana said, also pointing to the added benefit of decreased risk of data loss as servers automate data backups and security. The reduction of manual workloads is among the largest benefits for small business owners who lack the resources and extra staff to key in data and crunch numbers. But the accounting function does not exist in a vacuum, and its relationship to other aspects of running a business must be recognized in order to obtain the full benefit of cloud-based platforms. Siloed platforms. Accounting is part of a wave of cloud-based enterprise software solutions helping to digitize corporate financial processes, but the accelerated adoption of multiple portals means significant friction in having to move data from one tool to the next. By expanding accounting platforms' functionality, software can help to remedy this challenge, said Rana, while data integration across other platforms like payroll, AP and R are essential to financial transparency. It is not efficient or smart to have separate accounts to track bills, invoices, payroll, expenses and more, he noted. Separate accounts will not give business owners the trust understanding of the health of their business. Factors such as accounts payable, accounts receivable, payroll and expenses need to be collectively gathered as a whole to see the true financial state of a business. A lack of integration elevates the risk of data entry errors, and the more portals that have been deployed, the higher the risk of making a mistake, added Rana. This understanding is also the motivation behind another new feature Hostbooks recently announced, which enables the platform to integrate with SMB's payroll solutions. Rana said this connectivity is key for financial reporting and tax filing. Lack of integration can mean a major gap in financial statements, and, as a result, impacts tax returns, he noted. With payroll integration, speed of completion increases because authorized persons from different departments have easy access to the same data they need to work. A waterfall effect. Every business is different, so it's not feasible to assume that a single software solution can provide all the functionality one business needs to manage money, from payroll to AP. But data integration can reduce the number of software platforms being used and cut through the data silos standing in the way of financial visibility. Accounting is in a particularly opportunistic position to achieve this efficiency, according to Rana. Accounting automation brings centralization to creating invoices, accepting payments and updating financial books, he said, noting that because accounting touches so many other areas of finance, automation and data integration can have a waterfall effect of benefits. That includes accelerated order-to-cash cycles, with automation allowing for faster generation and submission of invoices and, therefore, faster incoming payments. Data connectivity means our teams can automatically receive notifications about overdue invoices, further reducing the need for manual work. It's only one example of how cloud-based, integrated and automated accounting can introduce benefits for small business owners who are strapped for resources. Small business financial management is definitely heading toward an integrated ecosystem because of the simple fact that it allows for increased efficiency and reduced cost of resources and errors, said Rana. In an integrated software, all accounting and compliance outcomes are available on one platter, leading to faster and smarter decision-making. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again PayCademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.